I am quite thirsty.
Wait.
Which one is it?
Nope.
Boom.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. There you go.
I am number two, so I'm going to positive. We will get to a place where we won't be judged by the color of our skin, but, you know, by what we can do, by, you know, let our work speak for us. So in the spirit of that, what does... If we could craft our perfect life, what would it look like?
Well, you don't have to wait too long because now coming to an Xbox or a PC near
I
you.
I hate you so much.
Minecraft.
Lifecraft.
I hate you so much. Oh, my God. I hate you so much.
Oh, wouldn't that mean just hit X? Scroll over.
Reset. Reset.
No, I don't like that person. Add more sexiness.
I need a 32-pack ass.
Exactly.
I need an extreme. I need an injected peach butt.
I need more ambitious. I need a knife or a something or a sword also.
Oh, snap. There is a Sims.
But see, that's what I was going to think about that too. I was like, Sims is already there. Like, yeah.
You can craft your perfect life. Yeah.
But if you could physically craft your perfect, like if I could wake up and if you could wake up every morning and go to the life craft board. And you could, and it would reset, then you know, the next day. But you would go, you could wake up every morning, and you could go to the Lifecraft board, and you could be like, all right, I'm going to go outside. This is what's going to happen. This is how much money I'm going to have in the bank. This is the car I'm going to drive today. This is what I'm going to wear. This is what I'm going to eat. This is the person I'm going to be with. This is the cat, time the kids I'm going to have. This is the kind of animal I'm going to have. If you had the Lifecraft board, what would your life look like?
A lot better than it does now.
Such as?
I would have more money. everybody know
Lady D don't need no more money.
So I was like, I would have more money. I mean, there aren't even Bill Gates probably, well, maybe not, because he got money out of the yin-yang. Yeah. You know.
What's a yin-yang?
A very ethnic term.
Wait, I don't even know what. You are killing the game right now. But, oh my. Just, I guess, to be able to try out the things that I think of.
Mm-hmm.
But I need a save just in case.
Just in case I like it.
I don't want it to start over and then I got to do it all over again.
Right.
Like, if I choose my, you know, okay, we're going to invest in this today and, you know, I'm going to have this many investors, this mm-hmm. many products sold or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to reset the next day. Especially if I like it. I don't want it. if I go, you know, 6 months and I don't like it, I can start over, mm-hmm. you know. But, yeah, I would definitely make some changes. We were talking about it the other day. I was like, I would go back to college and do college over.
We were talking about that the other day.
Because I feel like I should have made some different decisions in college and in high school that would have set my life a little differently now. But I need some money to create a time machine, please. Please.
P-Bid, although you have the ultimately perfect life right now, what would, if you could craft a life that's even more perfect than the type that you currently have, what would it look like?
Any life would be better than the life I have right now.
We are trying to encourage P-Bid that
what
he
did has. I do to you?
We are trying to encourage P-Bid that he has a fantastic life. So I just need to know what your ideal life would look like if you had to draw that out on a piece of paper.
You know, I honestly don't know. I feel like with the few exceptions of maybe like some different career choices, I think I wouldn't per se want a perfect life. I feel like I like to grow and to learn, and with perfection, there's no room to go or do anything.
I hate him so much with all his philosophy.
I'm thinking like, you know, I'm like, what could I change my life? But I'm like, but then would I end up with the product that I am now? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll take my little imperfections here and there.
I hate him so much.
I'll take back that money I spent on that one chick, though.
I hate him so much. I hate him so much.
I mean, everybody has their opinion.
See, this is why I don't want to go now. Because, you know,
you asked him.
Because you know what just happened. Let me tell y'all what just happened. PB just said to me, Jazz, whatever you say sucks because your life sucks because you don't appreciate the fact that you're imperfect. So if you want to change that, then you suck at life. That's pretty much what he said to me. So I'm going to just go ahead and say if I could craft my perfect life, it would look like me having the ability to learn what challenges me on a regular basis and being able to overcome those challenges on a regular basis. Because if, as P-Bit said, perfection, you don't have anywhere to go. There's nothing for you to learn. So if I can have a life, if I can craft a life with all of the skills and the abilities that I currently have, but also being able to be regularly challenged, equipped with the skills to overcome those challenges, I feel like that would create a quote unquote perfect life for me, because I'm ever evolving. I'm always going to be able to say, okay, the next challenge in my life is this, but I also know that I'll have the tools and the skills to overcome whatever those challenges are. What that then does is I can pass that on to my kids. My kids can pass that on to their kids, creating generational wealth. And in our community, generational wealth is very important. I think that with us being the quote unquote ethnic race, we should be able to, and already being 10 paces behind, in a sense that everybody started at the starting line, but you know, not everybody started at the fence, or you know, we started 12 paces behind, but we were all still at the starting line, quote unquote. So giving our children the opportunity to have generational wealth or create generational wealth by me learning, you know, what doesn't work or what I can do to overcome that would be the perfect life for me. I know that was a lot of words, y'all. Y'all know I like to tell stories.
You did good though. It was good. But so you didn't poop on your answer. I guess I was gonna say a different word. I didn't know if we were censored or not with that.
Well, thank you. One thing about Lady D, if I did do bad, she would tell me I did bad.
Yeah, sure.
Wouldn't exactly. Everybody around this table knows that if I did bad, Lady D would be like, that was terrible. That was absolutely horrible. You crapped on yourself real hard right there.
I wouldn't say it that bad.
It's okay. So in the spirit of, you know, creating generational wealth, therefore creating a safer future for our children, metaphorically, and in hopes for that to be tangible soon, do you think that the world has actually gotten more dangerous, or is it only dangerous because we've been taught to fear?
I fear a lack of fear makes us dangerous.
A lack of fear?
A lack of fear makes us dangerous.
Wow. I hate him so much. Like, y'all, he be dropping like, bruh, if y'all remember from like a couple episodes back, P-Bid said, please hold, let me think. We are the orchestrator of our own problems. If y'all remember that, like, I was just like, I can't. Like, how you be coming up with these mind-boggling, like, dope-ass sayings?
Probably because my mind stay boggled.
I cannot. I just, like, is that a lack of fear makes us dangerous? Why?
But much like even before I had my Tar Heels.
Go Tar Heels.
I would say all the time, dying is the easy part. Living is the hard part.
Most definitely.
And the problem with that, I feel like, especially with the younger generation, is I feel like a lot of younger individuals don't have a fear of death. Mm. And I'm not saying you have to, but they don't have a fear of death. So what is it to them? So, I mean, if you have no fear of anything, then you don't care. I'm not going to say you don't care. You don't have as much concern. You're not as focused on the idea of it. You know, if I have plenty of money, of course, I'm never worried about going broke.
Right.
So I don't consciously think about where I'm spending my money or how I'm spending it, because I don't have.
Until you actually are broke.
Right. Mm-hmm. And of course, the off-putting thing about taking out money and putting in fear in life and death is that there is no thing after
death.
After death. Mm-hmm. So you don't really realize it. Oh, wow. It's a thing. So I feel like a lack of fear makes people dangerous, because when you have a certain level of fear, you know, your body tends to adjust to that situation. Mm-hmm. Think about whenever you're in a, if you're leaving from a concert and you're parked a couple of blocks down the street, you have sometimes a subtle fear that someone might try to rob you, mm-hmm. given the right spot. So you have a heightened sense of awareness.
Yeah.
But when you have no fear, then you fall prey to incidences that could possibly happen to you without being consciously aware they're slowly encroaching upon you. So,
I'm gonna be smart like that one day, y'all. I'm gonna be smart. You know what? We gonna keep him. Okay, I think we should keep him so we can be smart like that one day.
Well, if you know, Bianca finally went to work as your second conscious, like you do to mine.
I mean, really?
Come
on, Lady D, get it together, girl. Like, why can't you just be like when I need you, just be our second conscience? Like, just be our second conscience. And then that way I don't have to think about nothing. I could just be like, what would Lady D do? And then I could call you and be like, Lady D, what should I do? That way I don't got to think about it. You could just tell me what I should do. And then I just go do that. Then I ain't got to think about it. Do your job, girl.
I don't recall.
Jeez. Get on my nerves. I don't care. Those are the best kinds of jobs. Passive applicants are the best types of applicants.
I'm looking for a new sister. and a new best friend.
No, she's not.
They are taking advantage of me.
Passive applicants are the best type of
applicants. Send your applications to FountainCityDifferenceProject.org.
I'll retain the right to all assets that you have developed.
Man, but you know what? That is a true. That's a very deep statement, because sometimes, you know, fear does make you more, or it should make you more aware of what's going on. Now, to also combat that and say, don't let fear be a debilitating weakness for you. And what I mean by that is, don't be so scared of what could possibly happen that it keeps you from overcoming obstacles that are placed in your path. Like, you should not, yes, you should be fearful, not necessarily fearful, but you should have a level of fear that keeps you aware of the consequences of your actions. But don't allow that to take you and, you know, oh, well, I'm just going to stay in the house all day because, you know, coronavirus is up there and it just is killing all these people. And I could, hey, what if somebody breathes on me wrong? Do not allow for that level of fear to keep you from living your life. Okay.
You don't tell me what to do.
I
will stay in my house because of coronavirus. Thank you.
Do not. Now, hey, FYI, coronavirus is a real thing. Coronavirus is a real thing, and it is a thing that is out there. And so, but what I'm saying is, don't allow for it to. Don't allow for it to make you become a recluse, because you need to, like P-Bid said, a certain level of fear is good, but a crippling, debilitating level of fear can keep you from realizing your fullest potential. So back to the topic at hand, I don't believe necessarily that the world has gotten more dangerous. I do believe there are dangers out there, and I do believe that crime has intensified itself. However, I won't necessarily say that it is more or less dangerous than it was in our parents' age, because the level of danger then could have been, you know, it's almost like a dollar back then was worth more than a dollar is now. Same dollar. So same dollar, it just could buy more back then. So crime is crime is crime. So somebody killing somebody today is just as bad as, you know, somebody killing somebody in 1920, whatever. So guys, that's it for us today. We appreciate you so much for tuning in every Saturday. Before we go, remember, no one can tell your story like you do. Make sure it's good. Thank y'all so much for vibing with us. If you had just as much fun listening as we always have making these, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on all of my lovely social medias. Yes, of course, I'm going to link them in the description. Also, don't forget to check out my blog to stay inspired, and we will catch y'all next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.